Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so they want to know if they're the jerk for leaving when their sister-in-law comes to town. DZ.
Whoa.
I know you're going to be shocked. They said, please keep this confidential.
Okay.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, where are they going to go?
I don't know.
I'm listening.
You can always send us an email if you have a moral dilemma. It's just amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Super easy. Or just slide into our DMs. This All is right. what they did. They said, please keep this confidential. Allie and DZ.
Kissmas protection. Here we go.
You got it. My wife's sister often comes to town and insists on staying with us. She has two other parents she could stay with, her mom or dad, but they don't get along. So by default, it always ends up being our house.
Mm-hmm.
She can't really afford a hotel, so we end up being the only option. The problem is, I don't really enjoy having her around. We clash personally, politically, how she handles her kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's messy, breaks things, and after she leaves, I have to schedule extra cleanings. Okay, you're being dramatic, but okay.
But you also, you're particular. I hear it.
She travels with two kids, is stressed out, disrupts our child's routine, affects their school performance. So, coming up, she plans to arrive at our house days before we all go on a family vacation together.
Okay.
In the past, I'd escape and leave the house for a few days, but my wife says that makes it obvious.
I mean, not necessarily.
To her sister that I don't want to be around, which makes things awkward between them. Now I feel stuck having to stay home, pretending everything's fine when it's not.
I hear you, buddy.
It will also drive me to be over it before we even go on the family trip.
I was thinking that too. It's because they're going on a vacation already. He's going, I can't take you before and during.
He said, since my parents will be out of town during her visit, I'm proposing to stay at their place and just joining everyone for the main trip. I don't see why our house should always be the default host.
He said, I'll house sit y'all house.
Uh-huh. Especially when it causes stress and tension.
I'll water the plants.
What the hell? I love my wife and respect family, and I understand wanting to support her sister, but I'm at my limit.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for refusing to be the automatic host or for planning to stay somewhere else during her visit? Oh my gosh. Yes, you are.
You know your boundaries, though.
Let me tell you why. I actually weirdly relate to this. My brother-in-law, Mark.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he hides every time we come to town.
He hides. Stop it.
When he actually goes out to dinner with us, I'm shocked. Like, for years, he was involved.
Okay.
And I think he got sick of the crazy family dynamic that happens when you get me and my sisters and my parents together. It's wild. I'm talking, like, yelling, screaming. Like, there's always a regression.
We always
get into a family fight. Somebody leaves the trip early. Like, I guarantee you, when you come on a trip with my family, it's going to be crazy. And so we don't go on trips anymore, okay?
Okay.
We just don't.
Okay.
So my brother-in-law now, when I go to New York, will just disappear for like the whole day. So one day I was like, Mark, where the hell are you at? I'm in my office, Allison, because he's got an Australian accent. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's an Aussie?
You're working on a Saturday? No, you're hiding from our family because we're crazy.
You playing solitaire on that laptop. Don't lie to me.
He's totally hiding.
He's hiding.
And I don't care if my sister hears this. I think he's hiding.
You think? You know, I was going to say.
He's come out a little more recently, but I'm like, Mark's hiding from us because he doesn't like his wife's family. Well, I can see it.
And sometimes
it's always nice.
Let's not say that. Maybe he's protecting his peace.
That part. Okay, fine. He's nice. I mean, we hang out, but it's not like, you know.
He's not super involved, though, when you guys are around.
You can tell he's not a fan.
You don't think he's just like giving you guys family time or, you know, giving you guys the ability to enter the space?
As I was reading this, I realized I could have written this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a really nice guy, but he doesn't want the drama. And Allison, I don't blame him.
Girl, your witness protection name is Allison.
DZ, there's a reason I don't go anywhere close to my family a lot. Mm-hmm. My peace. So I understand him, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah.
So this guy is saying, listen, my sister-in-law, but I still think it's a jerk move.
Yeah.
I think he just needs to put up with it while they're in town. I get why this guy is annoyed, and I get why it disrupts his routine.
His flow.
This is family.
The kids.
When family comes to town, we take them in. Welcome to life, okay?
And the routine is changed. Honestly,
it's going to happen.
I remember as a kid when my cousins used to come up and visit us from Aurora. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It would always, the bedtime didn't matter for nothing or nobody. What we ate obviously changed.
Yep.
And what we were doing was just kind
of out
the window, and you vibe. Because you were spending time, you were bonding, and you were creating memories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Dad feel that way? No. And to be completely honest, I'm thinking back on all the times we had family and people come over. My dad would dip. My dad would be gone, right? And then he'd come later, and you know, he'd hang out for a little bit.
He's hiding.
Yeah, he was hiding.
He's hiding like this guy.
He was at work.
And that's why I think this is a jerky move, because I'm like, dude, all our families get on our nerves, okay? So just suck it up. You're a jerk. That's how I feel. We all get to a point with our family where we want to snap. I mean, who doesn't?
Now, can we call him a jerk for willingly acknowledging that this is what he needs? He's saying, we're about to go on a family trip.
I'm going to snap on the trip before we even go on the trip. It's going to be a disaster.
I can't make it the couple days that you're going to be here if we're still going to be a couple days with you after that. I gotta respect it, man.
He's saying, I don't like the sister-in-law.
That's bogus. That's jerky.
He's straight upset.
You got a bond. That's your family. That's your wife's family. Yeah, you
got to
deal
with it. That's the way I feel about my brother-in-law.
You got to deal with it.
I'm like, dude, come out of your room. Like, okay.
Come hang out with the
fam. I get that we're annoying, but you can come say hi.
You love us because we're annoying and you know it.
All right, 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town?
If he leaves the whole time, yes. Yes, genuinely, yeah. But I don't think he's leaving the whole time. He can't.
You don't think
he's got kids. He was saying, you can't just leave and not take the kids with you.
I say jerk, but then somebody texted in and said, he's not being a jerk because mental health comes first.
I hear that.
I try to avoid my sister-in-law as much as possible due to my mental health concerns. If someone creates a conflict that threatens my marriage and my home, I'll stay away from them regardless of how close they are to me.
You know what? I can't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? I should say this as well, because this guy didn't say this in the message, but I also wonder if my brother-in-law, really his wife, also gets on his nerves because she turns into one of us when we're around. So this guy's wife, you know, we regress.
That's
right?
Partly what I was saying.
Yeah.
He's giving you the space for you guys
to be yourselves,
be your family, regress, and he's going, listen, y'all go ahead and take over, because I'll be real, when we go back to my wife's family, you see everybody regress little by little, and then all of a sudden
all the sisters are fighting.
They're in their own little family dynamic, fighting, disagreeing, whether they're arguing or getting along, you know, in the little powwow, and you watch it happen and go, and you see it. This is all how you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the husbands looking at each other like, y'all trying to go outside or something? Y'all want to go throw the football around?
Anybody want to go to the garage?
Anybody want to go kick it with the kids outside? Y'all good? Let's go. We can't watch the game anyway. It's too loud in here.
Fair.
You know.
Fair. All right.
I respect it.
All right. Is he the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town? We're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving town when his sister-in-law comes to town because he can't stand her.
He said, I'm out, my boy.
Go to Danielle in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk for leaving when his sister comes? Sister-in-law.
He is not the jerk.
Ooh.
This is from experience.
Oh, go on.
My mother-in-law sounded just like what he was saying. And I think the wife is the jerk, honestly.
Why?
Because it sounds like boundaries aren't being set. It sounds like the sister knows she can come over there and just disrupt everybody.
Do what she wants, yeah.
Yeah, do what she wants, leave messes, not clean up after her kids. Because you know probably the sister's going to run behind her because she probably misses her.
And it's family, and you take care of family regardless.
But if you have no money... Come on, you're like bringing in a single mom with two kids. What are you going to do? You're going to be like, don't stay with us to your own sister?
But with the single mom concept, we always support. Right. You know, we always wrap our arms. We're like, Mama Bear, you just take a seat. You know, let us hold you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And that's probably why she comes over there, because she can just do what she wants.
Yep. It's her time off, so she's on vacation. Somebody else is going to take care of them kids.
Exactly, I wish my family would do that.
We will.
Right? Okay, so but say...
If they don't set boundaries, it's going to get worse and worse. And so the sister and her start clashing.
Wow.
Well, that's real because I'm seeing, I can feel that.
Didn't they say that in there? Something about you, what was it in there that you could just tell that they regress or something?
Oh, yeah, that every time they get together, it turns into something.
It turns into something.
It always becomes an issue.
Eventually, the sister's going to get tired of taking care of her sister, taking care of each other.
Yeah,
but if they set rules now,
she
won't even get to that point.
They clash politically, personally, how she handles her kids, all
that.
So everything you could hate about a person, he hates about her. It's like love.
They just don't get along.
They don't like each other.
And it's not like wifey doesn't know.
I don't like some of my family. I still hang out with them at family reunions. Give me a break.
Like, it's certain things that people do that you cannot let keep going.
True.
Like, yeah, you can deal with certain family members, but...
You're right, because you know what? It is his house. He did say it's my house.
But okay, I also hear how him leaving could also tear her sister's relationship apart, because she's going to go, dang, does he really hate me that much?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, that's why they need to have a talk. That's why I blame the wife is the problem.
Ooh,
he's the jerk. Because she needs to tear her sister down and talk to her. Or be like, you need to find somewhere else to stay.
Danielle's triggered because she gets it.
Danielle said, "From experience,
let me
not
tell
the
you."
Jerk.
All right,
we appreciate you.
Danielle,
have a great
thank
day.
You. Have a good day.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.
Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. I think she's going to go the other way today.
No,
I don't think Lisa's going to say not the jerk. Just saying. He wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town. He can't stand her, and he just can't stand that she stays with him. Hey, Lisa.
Morning.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Weba.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Jerk.
Flat? Just like that?
Thank you.
Flat like that. I mean, I get that people need to have boundaries and personal space, but he put in his email that he's wanting to stay at his in-law's house for those few days. Like, I get if you want to go out for a few hours, blow off some steam, separate yourself, but to literally
remove
move out
yourself.
For those,
I follow.
Like, that's just,
It feels really rude, and I'm telling you,
feels
as
really
someone,
childish.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, if you can't stand them, what do you do besides remove yourself? You're going to get in a fight. I don't know why I'm arguing with you. I agree with you.
Agree
so
with
anyway,
it, right?
Never mind, Lisa. Forget what I said.
It feels like the respectful thing to do when you dislike somebody that much. I ain't going to stop you from coming here, but since I can't stop you from coming here, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to avoid your sister-in-law for the rest of your married life?
Right.
Well, and maybe
like,
he's
at
not
some
being...
Point,
he needs to be real. At some point, what, Lisa?
Well, he sounds like he's really controlling. The fact that he put all that stuff about, like, I have to do this when they leave and that when they leave and this and that and hire
the boys'
extra
routines
cleaning
and extra,
sessions.
He sounds neurotic. Let's be honest.
Yes. And you have to be able to flow when family comes to town and be adaptable and figure things out because that's family.
Poppy doesn't float whatsoever. He sinks like a rock when he gets put in the water that's not his own.
And let's be real. I don't know if he said this necessarily. He goes off on the sister-in-law, but I also see with my family, I see my sister regress, and I can't help but wonder if my brother-in-law is actually staying away from her, not us.
Oh.
Does that make any sense? But this is not my story, but I have seen my sister regress, and then my brother-in-law be like, I'm out.
No, that's deeper layer. Because
if my sister gets into a fight with us, then my brother-in-law is like, I'm out, right?
You have to distance yourself
about the
a
wife?
Little bit, because when you're in a relationship, and I'll be honest, I see it happen with me and Aaron. I'll go, oh, you in sister mode right now. You do your thing.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's not saying,
that's
like, I'm taking
a leave for a few hours.
Yeah,
go leave for a few hours, blow off some steam, but not for
days. I completely agree with that. That's what makes it jerky.
I follow that completely, though. You're saying, listen, you have your own peace, your own life, your own love, your own mode of operating with your partner. When family gets involved, your mode of operating with your partner is not the same. No,
it changes.
No,
it's the dynamic.
Not. Not until bedtime, you know?
All right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
Bye. Shout out to Quick Trip.
Shout out KT.
Okay, bye.
Much love, bye.
All right, last but not least, John is going to be our tiebreaker in Mequon.
Well, John and Mequon.
John, are you on the golf course
or
right
now? Are
you
on now? The yacht since it's still warm?
Morning, how you doing?
Hi. Oh,
you country Mequon.
Oh, Steensville, my bad.
Yeah. You closer to the boundary. Or Bobby, what's
up? Hey, John. Jerk or not the jerk, you're the tiebreaker for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town.
No, not the jerk.
Oh!
My man.
I guess
wow.
I'm out.
Wow.
Not the jerk. Why? Do you have this experience, John, or what?
I have had that experience, but that's why I'm divorced.
Wait, because you didn't leave? What do you mean?
Or you did leave?
Mainly because of the fact that, obviously, my ex, her sister would always belittle everything that we did. And so it was like...
It caused a problem in your relationship.
Yep.
Yeah. And my ex basically just like overlooked it because it's
her sister. Because it's her family and it's easy. And we don't care. We roll,
mean
we
it.
Fight, then we get over it. Yeah it's family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, you know, when I would just like go down to the bar for a couple hours and everything like that, come back, it's like they were still arguing about the same subject.
Mm-hmm. That is like, hysterical and so relatable.
That's siblings.
That's so relatable.
You ain't gonna let it go because they're siblings. But yeah, you also ain't gonna let them go because they're siblings, you know.
That's so funny.
It's just one of those things that's like, you know, when you see family members fighting, it's family.
Yeah.
So right. even if you are a spouse, stay out of it.
Oh my gosh, John, I'm so glad you said that because DZ and I have talked about this and mm-hmm. DZ has said to me, when something's going on with my wife's family, I just stay out of it because I'll try to have your back, but they're on their own fight. It has nothing to do with you.
I got my wife's back if she says Poppy.
Right,
otherwise,
but if not, stay out of it.
She's handled that her whole life. Why would I interject?
You shouldn't.
No. I don't need to.
Because you can't win because they're going to be fine then, in the end, and then you stood up for nothing.
And then somehow now I'm getting jumped.
Right.
When I was just trying to
By all of them who are now getting along.
Right. Now I'm getting curb stomped by sister, by the gang, my sisterhood of traveling pants over here.
Well, it also depends on how many siblings they have. So if it's like just one sibling, it's you know, controversy between the two. But when you got three or four extra siblings,
I have three girls in my family. It's crazy.
Yeah, you
town.
Rack them up.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right.
Listen, we follow, John.
We follow.
Appreciate you, John and Mequon.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too, man.
Bye.
Peace, bro.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
All right. So there you go. Not the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Fair enough. You guys decide.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.